I think the biggest challenge, as has probably been the case for most creative agencies, has been new business. I think, like most, we had quite a few projects put on hold when lockdown kicked off. And, initially it felt like, wow, we've just stopped all of our work kind of thing. But then we started to get a couple of little wins, smaller projects just coming in, mainly through luck or kind of referral. And we made a bit of a kind of conscious decision to actually make a new business effort, which isn't something we've had to really do so heavily before, because, well, we did a little exercise at the end of last year and 96% of our work to date had come from referral. So we're really lucky in that we don't really have to do much by the way of marketing. But that's definitely been a big shift for us, in that we've put on like a series of webinars, we've increased our email marketing. I've been, doing as many kind of peer kind of networking type things virtually as I can to just open up more conversations, open up more doors. And actually, we've been much more proactive in reaching out to kind of existing or past clients, getting back in touch with them, and just being really helpful at the moment. And a couple of times that's led to new work as well. So it's kind of felt like we went back to day one, just had to rebuild the pipeline, rebuild all of our work and everything. And that got us through kind of March and April. And then sort of late April, early May, a lot of the work that was put on hold came back off hold. So it all actually came off hold at once. So we ended up with like a massively busy schedule for a few weeks. Big wake-up call, I think, for us as a result of COVID is that we need more retained work. We are, like most, branding agencies, will come in, set project, rebrand the company, move on. And there might be some, ongoing support in terms of design or maybe even sort of brand building, but it's very rarely discussed. It's like not something that we would kind of talk about right from the beginning of the process. So we consciously had made a decision actually just before lockdown that we were going to really push towards a retained model, so being more of kind of long-term brand guardians for our clients, and actually had a few proposals out for those retainers. So although I'm still pushing forward with those conversations, it's a very difficult time to get companies to sign on to retainers at the moment. So we're just kind of doing it bit by bit at the moment. But I think the biggest learning is that, this kind of project model that we have isn't giving us the kind of certainty of predictable revenue. I don't think we can scale, much beyond we are, without finding some form of retained income. So we're going to really lean into doing more of that. And actually, the other thing I've had a lot of time to do at the moment, which has been really useful, is speak to other agency owners who are, quite a bit bigger than us, and find out what they do and what works and what doesn't work. So we've actually lined up a partner to start doing some LinkedIn prospecting for us, and also a partner to do some cold calling for us. Never thought that sort of thing would work, but from the agencies I've spoken to, it turns out everyone's doing it. So we've had a partner recommended to us who, to me, feels like they're not the dirty side of cold calling. It's kind of, they will do a set number of calls a week, but they work quite closely with you to make sure that they're saying the right thing, calling the right people, and not annoying people, doing any damage to the Notepad brand. So we've kind of, I think, now got a bit of a plan in place as to how we're going to properly set up a marketing function that generates a steady stream of leads beyond my ability to talk to as many people as I can, and how many talks I can do in a month.